Okay. Can everybody hear me? All right, good. Okay. Joel is going to be a few minutes late, but I see Irene and Joy and Rich are here. So that's four out of the five of us on the town council. And we welcome everybody who is joining in for this opportunity. Obviously, as you know, we've spent a great deal of time and effort thinking hard about the Corso project and various design changes that we've requested and additional binding elements that have been added. And now we're getting close to the end of at least, I'll call it phase one of the process. Just to provide some new information that we just received the other day, but I think it's pertinent to everybody. Any final comments that the town may have, the planning staff is asking that we submit those comments by the 17th this month, of February, I'm sorry, 17th of February. It's almost February. The staff is going to post their report and with their decision, their recommendations to the planning board on the 27th of February. The planning board is then going to have their hearing, their public hearing, at which the town will also testify. And that is now scheduled for March 9th. And then after that, as I think many people have read, and I saw that the forecast actually was available in electronic form as of yesterday, so some of you may already have seen it. The planning board actually does not make the decision. They are only making a recommendation. And that recommendation then goes to the hearing examiner, and the hearing examiner has scheduled her hearing on March 24th. After that, then it's really on her calendar as to what time, how long she needs to make a decision. And then finally, the final ultimate decision gets taken by the county council, although it's expected that they will give a great deal of weight to what the hearing examiner has recommended. So that's the schedule that we're on now. Again, I'll just repeat that quickly for everybody's benefit. It's any final comments by the town on February 17th. The staff report from the planning staff to the planning board will be issued on the 27th of February. The public hearing in front of the planning board will be on March 9th. And then the public hearing before the hearing examiner will be on March 24th. So that's the schedule. We have, as you know, put out through our town crier and the forecast and on the town website, all the information we can regarding the latest designs that have been submitted by Corso. And as you are probably aware, this is actually they submitted once back in the early fall, and then there have now been two resubmissions. And it's this most recent resubmission that showed finally some more material changes in the height of the buildings. But what we want to do tonight, we on the town council, is make sure that we have a chance to hear from the residents of the town of Chevy Chase and be able to listen to any thoughts, issues that you would wish to raise that we should be aware of as we on the council then proceed with our deliberations as to what comments we may wish to make and ultimately what testimony we may wish to actually provide on March 9th. The town council has a council meeting next week, a week from Wednesday on the 9th, I believe that is. We will be at that time, discussing what should be the basic core of our comments. And we certainly welcome all the opportunity we have to hear from all the residents before our meeting. So with that, I would like to open it up. First, are any of my colleagues have anything else they wish to add at this time before we turn it over to residents?
No.
Okay. Rich?
No, I don't. I know.
Okay. All right. With that, then I see a whole bunch of names, but not faces. It would be nice to see faces. I don't know if John, can you turn? Let people's faces be shown if they're available.
That's their choice, Barney.
It's their choice. Okay, so most have decided not to. Fair enough.
Some of us don't have a camera on our computers.
Okay, So with that, I would like to open it up, and anybody who wishes to speak can raise a hand or a virtual hand, as you may prefer. And I have two screens of names. So I hope I'll go back and toggle back and forth and be able to let everybody speak. But let me open the floor now to anybody who would wish to address the council and let us know your thoughts.
Anne has raised her hand, Barney.
Ah, thank you. Anne, please.
Good evening. And let me start by once again saying deepest thanks to the council members for the time and the effort that you all have devoted to this issue. As you may know, I'm a resident of Woodside Place, and we have offered a number of comments and letters along the way. And on the whole, I don't think that Woodside residents we don't have any concrete additions at this time. We had really just some questions about where things will be going from here. But honestly, change is difficult. None of us are excited, really, that they're going to tear down those buildings and be a big construction site and have taller and more well-lit buildings over there by the time they're finished. That's not exciting. But honestly, the reduction in the building height and the covenant to not open the end of our street have been extremely meaningful edits to the papers. So my overall question would be, what risks do we face from here on out that somehow Corso will change the composition of the binding elements that they have committed to at this point? Will those elements be up for editing, changing as this is moving through the process? I assume nothing is final until it's final, but if Corso has agreed, how stable do we expect those elements to be? That's my overarching question. And then just a couple of questions to the extent that you could interpret it. What do you think Corso meant in their letter about the reduction of public services that will be necessary now that they've agreed to reduce the building heights? I don't know what that might mean. And maybe you all don't either. And what did they mean about the traffic study? What does that really mean? It sounds like they don't think they need to do a traffic study, but they're doing another traffic study. So I thought that was hard to understand. But overall, on behalf of Woodside residents, I want to just give a very sincere thank you for this process that has elevated our voices as private citizens. And thank you to the town and in particular to Barney for signing those letters and being very persistent with Corso when they were not listening to us. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, thank you, man. First of all these things are is a very broad team effort. My signature goes on letters, but it represents the collective decision of the council and the 4-H committee. That's also been very helpful, and also all the input we get. So it's my privilege to sign, but it's a great deal of work by a lot of people. While this is unusual, because you've asked a couple of questions, and they may well be questions others have, let me just take a moment to answer the best I can, which is not entirely, we don't have all the answers ourselves, that's for sure. But in terms of the binding elements, I at least we don't know of any concern that the planning staff has about any of them. They all have been offered and put now into two drafts of the proposal. So we would be surprised if there's any change to them. We have to wait and see the report from the planning staff to see if they have any concerns or reservations about any of them. But so far, we have not heard of any. I'll just leave it at that. In terms of the traffic study, that's a fair question and one that we also want to go back on, that they seem to be trying to get out of what otherwise would be required as a traffic study, but then saying, nonetheless, we're going to do a really detailed traffic study. And I think what we care about is not the form of it, in the sense that we don't care whether they agree or disagree that they had to do one before. What really matters is, will they really do a serious traffic study? And that's something that we will feel very strongly about. And I suspect that whatever comments we make will include the view that, yes, that traffic study is extremely important, and we will be following up closely on that. Public services, I can't speak to. I saw that in the letter as well. There's not a great deal that we're in the process of talking about at the moment, other than events at their own, their own facility that town members, residents will be invited to, and potentially more senior residents in town being able to use the pool. There's not a whole lot there. I wouldn't want to speculate. I have some thoughts, but I think probably not appropriate to speculate. I think they just wanted to sort of try to put a stake in the ground, saying here they made some compromise and that's it. But I honestly don't know further meaning than that. But I'll invite my colleagues, if you have any other thoughts to add on any of that. Okay. Thank you, Anne. Thank you for your comments. Any other hands going up by looking around? Who else would like to speak? Joseph Rogers, please go ahead.
Thank you, Barney. And I'm not nearly as familiar with the letters and the like as others, but I would like to, first of all, as Anne has, thank you and thank the council for all their good work here. I think it's important that we do hold Corso accountable, particularly for the really important items that are necessary there. I think it's equally important that we act as good neighbors, just as we're going to ask them to act as good neighbors. And this issue around public services and shouldn't residents, senior or not, I'm a senior, be eligible to use their pool, I would encourage us not to spend time on things like that. I think that is, it's private property. They're putting the money into it. There are other pools that are available, and that's asking, are other people in this town who have pools? There's a pool going in the house two doors away from me. I'm not going to ask them if I can use their pool. So I think things like that, we should keep our powder dry for the things that are really important, and less so for things that are more individually important to one or two or three different citizens, if you will. So enough said. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Deborah Vollmer.
Yes, I wasn't going to comment in particular, and I know it's down the list in terms of priorities, but if there are going to be public amenities open to the town as part of the negotiations, I think the pool is very important. Now it may turn out that they're not putting in a big pool, or it's just not logistically going to be possible, but I don't want it taken off the table. I think it should be, yes, lower on the priority list. We're most concerned about preserving the environment and the forests and traffic issues and lighting to adjacent neighborhoods. And those issues are all more important than can town residents use a pool. But I wouldn't take the idea of town residents being able to use any pool that they might put in off the table.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. Any other hands going up? Let me flip my page here to make sure I don't. John, do you see anybody else wishing to speak?
I do not, Barney.
This could be a very short meeting, folks, but not encouraging that. So if anyone else wishes to raise their hand and make a comment, this is the right time to do that.
I do have a question.
Hold on, I think I saw Anne. Did you put your hand up, Anne?
I did, and it really is to ask another question rather than make a comment. So if others have questions, I'm happy to.
Okay, well, let me go to Wicca. I see Wicca first, yeah. And her hand is up here, and she hasn't spoken yet. Go ahead, Wicca. Wicca?
Yes, I'm sorry. I had to unmute myself. I forgot. I think the traffic issue is important, particularly to us, since we live two blocks away on Connecticut from the center. And I'm not sure what kind of a traffic study they would be doing. And were they referring to the ones that the town just did?
No, it'd be a brand new traffic study.
Okay.
And
what in particular do they, I know this is a dumb question, but what did they look at?
The short answer is we don't know the terms of reference yet. So you're raising a good question that we need to find out more about. I will say from the point of view of the town, what we are most concerned with is the number of people who most will basically be employees who will be driving into the facility, parking and leaving, and how will they be getting home? And how will they be able to access Connecticut Avenue? Will they have to go through town and come back out Thornapple or some other street to get back out to Connecticut? Or potentially could there be a light at Connecticut that would allow them to exit Corso and immediately turn left if they wanted to go north on Connecticut? That's the kind of thing that we wish to find out more about. But I also think we have to acknowledge here that whatever the traffic study says, and even if Corso was supportive of whatever position the town might also take in terms of desired traffic movements and direction. At the end of the day, Connecticut Avenue is controlled by the State Highway Administration. We in the town have a great deal of experience that's generally been quite frustrating dealing with SHA. It's not an easy bureaucracy. And I just wouldn't want us to assume that any particular result arising from a traffic study would inherently be implemented. And compounding that, SHA has already undertaken, and Irene, you could speak to this if you wish, a massive program of looking at Connecticut Avenue and deciding whether and how it should be quote unquote improved. And one of those potential improvements is to actually diet down the number of lanes on Connecticut from 3 in each direction to 2 in each direction. So there are a lot of other factors here that are going to have to be assessed. And that's part of why it's difficult to be very precise about the outcome here.
That was one of my questions. That was one of the things that precipitated me thinking about it, because we got that massive study of Connecticut and what all the different lights and how many people went by and all of that stuff. I don't know. Does Corso have access to that as well?
I presume they do. I don't see why they wouldn't. We can make sure they do if that would be useful to cite to them. That's probably a good point.
Thank you,
Marnie. I just wanted to add with respect to the Connecticut Avenue study that the intent is essentially to have a diet from 6 lanes down to 5, where there would be 2 lanes in each direction with the 5th lane in the middle that would act as a turning lane.
You're right. You're right to put it that way. That's a better way to phrase it. Yeah.
And essentially that would create the space that allows for bicycle paths to be properly constructed on both sides of Connecticut, because there's an anticipation that there would be that stretch, and this is Connecticut Avenue all the way from the DC border all the way through to Kensington, would be utilized for bicyclist traffic. So it would be, the reason I bring this up specifically is that it should be a little bit calmer for people who are walking on Connecticut Avenue than what exists today. But again, that they were looking at different ideas such as that in terms of the lane diet. But it didn't necessarily take into account that, 4-H was becoming Corso and what that would mean. The study was conducted well beyond the time that Gallery Living and Community 3 had been, if you will, selected as the buyer of the property.
Yeah. It'll be quite a kettle of fish. Anne, go ahead.
Just to echo some of the comments that Woodside residents had about the traffic issues, it's the concern I think is twofold. One is if the folks from exiting Corso are trying to get to the Beltway, the strong desire I think for many town residents would be not for them to turn right and then turn into Rosemary Street and then wend their way back north toward the Beltway. And that would be a reason to take a hard look at what they're doing traffic-wise. even though we understand the bureaucracy of this of the State Highway Administration might be impossible to negotiate. But there's a second concern, though, of pedestrians, because that facility will attract people to cross the street at Taylor Street, including children who walk to school. So even if there's not a stoplight, a crosswalk might be something to keep an eye on. And I don't know whether the state controls that, but I think a crosswalk could be an important feature there, particularly for the safety of kids, because they are going to open up our sidewalk at the end of Woodside Place, and that would invite a cut through for people who ride the bus, and I mean adults who ride the public transportation, and children who are walking to the elementary school.
Thank you.
The other, I had a question earlier, which is when we come to the hearing on March 9th, I assume this is not a closed process and members of the public can attend, but would it be helpful to have town residents testify, or would that, don't know, diminish the unity of our voice? I don't know how to navigate from here. I've been writing you letters all this time.
We read them all.
I know, and I'm very grateful for it. And all of our neighbors are very, very grateful. But I'm not sure as a resident what to do from here aside from watching and attending. Would testimony be helpful?
Residents are, it is a public hearing, so all residents are, not just from the town, but anywhere, able to testify. And I think I don't want to suggest how you want to handle it, but I only offer this. I think the town will certainly be ready with its testimony well in advance of the date of giving it. We'll certainly be making it public to all residents. So I think at that time, perhaps it would be a better, more opportune time to have a conversation if you're dealing with a specific issue you were raising. Separately, if any resident, no matter what, wishes to testify, they have every absolute right to do so. So that's entirely up to them.
Very good. Now, we don't necessarily on Woodside Place view our comments as completely resolved. I do feel like we've gotten as far as we're going to get in the process to date to have achieved some of these things in the binding elements. It's been really remarkable progress. So it's very encouraging. So thank you again.
Deborah, did you have another question? I saw you.
Yeah, just curious as to whether any of the local environmental groups, like such as the local chapter of the Sierra Club, or I don't know if they still use the name Audubon, but Audubon Naturalist, any of these groups have, are they following this issue? Have they weighed in at all? If they've weighed in, are they being listened to? Have they not weighed in because they're just not informed or interested, or do you have any thoughts about that?
No, they haven't. And I have no speculation as to, but no, they, as far as I know, maybe my colleagues have heard anything, but I haven't.
I would think they would be concerned because we're talking about a lot of forest, you know, being cut down and impact on wildlife of various kinds. And I would have thought there would be some interest. And I don't know. I kind of think, yeah, I'm not a member of any of those organizations, but I kind of think it would be good if they were made aware and would be involved if they're not already.
Thank you. Don Nolan, I saw your hand go up.
Yeah, so just double checking. So do I understand correctly that we are pleased with the reduction of the height and don't intend to push any further on that issue?
Well, we haven't, what we're doing tonight is just gathering views of residents. The council has not yet met to discuss this. That's what we'll be doing next week at our council meeting. So I don't want to forecast how we might come out upon our discussion. We're happy that they've done what they've done. Whether we collectively feel it's enough or something, that's what we'll be discussing next week.
Well, if you want a vote, I vote that they've done enough. I think they've been responsive in that regard, and and the economics obviously do play a part in it. And frankly, there's a lot of people that'll be looking for retirement communities in the area. And so it'd be helpful if they could build it and build it in a way that the costs don't keep rising.
Okay, good. Thank you for your thoughts. I appreciate it. Donna, please.
Hi. I just have a continuing concern about during construction that they're going to block a lane on Connecticut Avenue. And I wonder if anyone has discussed with them what exactly is going to happen during construction.
They have represented that they have no intention of blocking lane. The only thing we know of is that it could be that because of utility connections, there may have to be some tearing up of Connecticut for some, you know, for water or for electricity or something. That could happen. But they do not plan to have any of their construction sites spill onto Connecticut. That's what they've represented to us. But you're asking a very good question, which is one of the down the road pieces of work that the town will have to engage in. They have agreed as one of their binding elements that there will be an agreement between the town and the developers for the management of the construction process. And that includes such really important things as where the construction workers will be parking their cars during construction, where the trucks are going to go, what will be the hours and the noise that will be generated, and also the need for steady and reliable communication with all residents, so that anything that's happening, that's especially a major disturbance, people are well aware of that in advance and they won't be surprised. So that agreement still has to be negotiated. We haven't started it yet, obviously. And frankly, it'll be, just to give you a sense of the time here, even if this zoning the change in zoning is approved, say sometime in April or May of this year, then there's a lot of design work that has to be done before they can go to site plan. And that will happen, I don't know whether that'll happen late this year or into next year. And then once the site plan is approved, then they have to go and get all their permits, which for this size project is probably another year or so. So it's still a couple of years before they will be breaking ground. So there will be a lot of time for us to negotiate the agreement that you correctly cite as something that's very important. So it's very much on our to-do list, but we haven't done it yet.
I guess the difficulty, as you talked about the difficulties with the State Highway Administration, is that if you do have issues, and I believe there will be some, there's no recourse. There's nowhere to go because the state highway people are unresponsive.
We will, if there are issues involving the contractor, I mean, you know, the contractors working for the developers, yes, there, we do have recourse. We would have recourse back to the county to enforce whatever the arrangements are, you know, for their construction. In terms of how SHA manages any changes that are, you know, ripping up some piece of Connecticut Avenue, I can't speak to that. I mean, you know, we don't have, you're right, we don't have control over that. But if there is something egregious, we do have our own state reps, our delegation. There are ways that we can reach SHA if we believe that something has been, that they are doing something that is truly, outrageous and unacceptable. And we have used our delegation before, and they have been helpful to us on some issues with SHA.
Thank you.
Sure. Looking around, I don't see any other hands raised. Anybody else wish to speak, or we will take on board what we've heard and have our deliberations next week? Going once, twice, three times? Okay, well, thank you all very much for having attended tonight, and we appreciate your comments. And by the way, if you have any other thoughts that you wish to register with us, by all means, please write them into the town office. We'll be happy to read anything we receive. Not only up until our meeting next week, but even after that, because there's quite a long time between now and when we'll be giving our testimony. So we would certainly welcome any further input as any of you would wish to offer it. With that, thank you all very much for participating tonight. Appreciate it.